Now, I don't know who the political advisers are to the New South Wales government. I would sack them. The fallout from forced council amalgamations continues today. Early this week, as you know, the Supreme Court found that the forced mergers of Hunters Hill, Lane Cove and Strathfield were legally, fatally flawed, invalid, and the government was ordered to pay all council costs. North Sydney and Mossman have already succeeded in court. Last week, the government abandoned all merger proposals for metropolitan councils. But if those rules apply to those who could afford to go to court, they should apply to those who couldn't. Or does victory only belong to those councils with money and who have the courage to fight an undemocratic and arrogant government? This process was always deeply flawed. Baird couldn't be told. Political advisers like the Lickspittle Salazinski and Warburton and Blunden, how could they even claim a salary? Working for Baird with no political smarts at all. And the mess continues. No consultation, decisions based on secret reports, lies being told, a by-election in Orange last year, the government thumped with a 30% swing, the biggest in New South Wales history, Deputy Premier Troy Grant loses his leadership, Baird loses his job, and they still don't get the message. And in the bush, communities know they were sold out by their local Liberal and National MPs. And now the very good MP for Cootamundra, Katrina Hodgkinson, has resigned. She opposed the greyhound ban, Baird sacked her. She opposed forced amalgamations, she was ignored and they walked over her. Well, here we go. 9 bush local government areas in her electorate, including Gundagai, where people are ropeable. And a by-election will see Cootamundra make the orange-thumping defeat look respectable. Cowra, Narandera, Junee, Harden, Young, Tamora, Gundagai, they're waiting with baseball bats. None of these people have been given the opportunity to have a say. They'll get one now. The Supreme Court said the process is fatally flawed and invalid. And there's no one in Macquarie Street with the political smarts to say that at the September local government election, let's get rid of all this political controversy, we'll give you an opportunity to determine whether you want to be amalgamated. Just a touch of democracy. But no, it appears as though the political advisers in Macquarie Street, or those they are advising, want the house to be burnt down before they start to rebuild. Luke Foley is the New South Wales equivalent of Bill Shorten. Go on a holiday. The governments in Canberra and Sydney are wiping themselves out. Well, this morning the rubber hits the road. The Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party have a bill before the House which simply requires a plebiscite to be held in relation to the amalgamation or proposed amalgamation of local councils. It'll go before the lower house this morning for debate. In layman's language, it just calls for the community in council areas forcibly merged to be given a vote as to whether they want their councils back. It's called democracy. Now, here is the last opportunity for the Liberal Party and the National Party in New South Wales to get themselves out of an unholy mess and an imminent thrashing in the Cootamundra by-election in the bush. Can someone this morning in the coalition party room in Macquarie Street stand up and say, we have gone mad. We can't go on ignoring political reality. The coalition promised no forced amalgamations. Clear and explicit. Before the 2011 election, Barry O'Farrell met with the leader of the National Party, Andrew Stoner, and this fellow, Paul Toole, who was the National Party candidate for Bathurst, and they signed off in writing a letter to Councillor Keith O'Sullivan, the mayor of Oberon Council, who'd been forced to amalgamate. And the letter said, and I quote, "Dear Councillor O'Sullivan, the New South Wales Liberals and Nationals recognise the need for autonomy in local government. We believe the amalgamation of councils should only be as a result of mutual agreement. It should not be forced by state government intervention. If elected, the New South Wales Liberals and Nationals are keen to work with councils seeking voluntary amalgamation and will offer financial incentives to assist councils who want to do so. We also understand that service efficiency and quality are not about lines on maps. The New South Wales Liberals and Nationals will also encourage and assist any council wanting to find ways to share services or assets in partnership with neighbouring areas. Please convey our policy to any local government residents concerned about forced amalgamations." Well, that was conveyed. But Baird knew better. I've got on the line, and Gladys Berejiklian just cannot, I don't understand it. I've got Glenn Moore and Phil Jenkin on the line. Glenn Moore, M-O-O-R-E, is from an outfit called the Gundagai Council in Exile. These are all dopes and nitwits and dumbbells, aren't they? Oh, yes, because they're bushies. Hmm? They're a group of citizens formed over 12 months ago. Who are they? Well, they come from doctors, solicitors, accountants, three former mayors, two former local government directors, business people. And they are simply saying to the unaccountable and ignorant bureaucrats in Macquarie Street, we want a say in our local government future. How hard's that? Phil Jenkin is one of many who fought the government in court and won. But as I said, before the 2011 election, Barry O'Farrell gave a commitment. There would be no forced amalgamations. Baird knew better. And now Gladys Berejiklian just hasn't gone on with the job. The wimps and gutless wonders around the cabinet table didn't raise a whimper to oppose Baird's graphic breach of an election promise, broken on May 12 last year. 81 local, metropolitan, regional and country councils were targeted for destruction, to be replaced by mega state-dominated councils, and already the bush has been forcibly amalgamated. 36 have won their battles in court, but they're metropolitan. 45 have been forcibly amalgamated. There have been demerge rallies all across New South Wales, and that includes Gundagai, where now, because of Katrina Hodgkinson, the people are going to get a say. Glenn Moore's on the line. Gundagai Council in Exile. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
You'll get a say now.
Yes, we will. We've been waiting for this.
Well, the swing will be about 100%, won't it?
Well, it'll certainly be more than 20%, and that's what she holds it by, so they're going to get thrashed.
Yes, and I mean, you've tried to speak to these people. You've had no procedural fairness at all.
No.
This was based on a KPMG report that's never been released to the public.
That's correct.
You've been lied to, and you know I wrote to you because I immediately spoke to Gladys Berejiklian and John Barilaro, both of them.
Yes.
They told me they'd been in contact with you people and you were happy to wait until September 9 and so on. You wrote back to me and said, well, that's completely untrue.
That's correct.
So they lied to me.
Well, we met with the Premier back in early May,
yep.
I think, and we haven't heard from her since, or Barilaro for that matter. So, yes, they're lying.
The government will tell you, and they made this statement earlier this week, that amalgamated councils are enjoying better services and they've got certainty. You say that's codswallop.
Yep.
You wrote to me to say figures show that the Cootamundra-Gundagai amalgamation will carry a deficit of around $30 million in 10 years' time. You've said the only way this amalgamated council can meet some fiscal responsibility is to massively increase rates or drastically cut services. Now, you went to court as well, but the administrator, your administrator, was sacked, and this is the bloke who withdrew allocated funds. So you wanted to go to court, like Hunters Hill and everybody else, and had you gone to court, you would have been beneficiaries of the same judgment that they received, but the funds were taken away from you to do the job.
Yes, Alan, that's correct. We, in fact, were in court. We got a court acceptance 2 minutes before the proclamation was made last May, and the court then found that we'd have to go as public advocates, which our mayor and deputy mayor agreed to do. They've now incurred a court cost of somewhere in the order of $100,000.
See, these are born innocent citizens.
That's right.
Yep.
And we sat beside Oberon and Cabon and all the rest of them. And then the administrator withdrew the funding that was previously allocated by the council before it was amalgamated. So we were there, and they won't acknowledge that.
Here you've got people in the bush who, as you've told me, are very significant public figures. Doctors, solicitors, accountants, three former mayors, two former local government directors, business people just want their council back.
That's correct, Alan. That's all we want. We want an opportunity to for our people to say whether we want it to be amalgamated or not.
Well,
I don't think that's a big ask.
It's not a big ask. That's called democracy, isn't it?
That's right.
And, of course, it's honouring the promise that Barry O'Farrell gave.
That's right. The whole thing was perpetrated on a lie.
You'll get a big chance when this by-election comes up.
We will. I don't know what you've got to hit them with to make them listen.
No, that's exactly right. Let's go to Phil Jenkin. Hang on there, Glenn. Now, Phil, you've been round this track before.
I have indeed, Alan.
And what do you make of all of this? You're from a metropolitan council, of course, but It is scandalous, isn't it, that people...
I hear what Glenn's saying. I mean, it is terrifying what's happened in the bush, and it's also terrifying what happened in Sydney.
But I'm talking to you because your local member is Anthony Roberts.
That's right.
And he said, in January 2013, Anthony Roberts, can I just begin by saying there'll be no forced amalgamations. This is at a public meeting. That is our stated position as a government. January 2013. Now, he is the leader of the House. This bill is going before the House this morning. But at a public meeting, he said, I repeat, can I just begin at a public meeting by saying there'll be no forced amalgamations. That is our stated position as a government. I mean, how does that... He's your local member.
Look, Alan, the referendum bill that is before the lower house today is crucial. I mean, it's a real test for Gladys and the government. Do they believe in democracy, local democracy, or not?
Well, do they believe in the determination of the courts? Because the New South Wales Court of Appeal early this year found the merger between Ku-ring-gai and Hornsby could not take place because Ku-ring-gai had been denied procedural fairness. Go back to Glenn Moore. You've had no procedural fairness at all.
No, none at all, Alan. No, none. Our situation was that we went to court and all we want to do now is have our people go to a plebiscite.
Absolutely. Well, of course, the people had a plebiscite in the Orange by-election, a 30% swing. Okay, we had a North Shore, Phil Jenkin, in the city. We had a North Shore by-election with a woman who lied on her statutory declaration, a 17% swing against the government. We had a Manly by-election, Baird's seat, a swing of 25% against the government. Now, as Glenn Moore said, how many times do you have to hit them over the head before they realise they're on the wrong tram?
They're not listening. I mean, at the media conference of Gladys the other day, and on your program, you were saying, what about plebiscites? What about plebiscites? Oh, no, she says. No, no, no.
It's been successful.
No, no, no. I don't want to have any of that because, I want to keep to the policy, the failed forced amalgamations policy.
Well, that's a bad policy which overturned the O'Farrell commitment in writing. There'll be no forced amalgamations. And it wasn't an O'Farrell policy. It was the leader of the Liberal Party. It was Liberal Party policy.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen today, Alan.
Go on.
It's really interesting because you've got Roberts there who decides what each of the Liberal Party people and Nationals will say. He gives them a thing to say in the debate today. They've got three choices. They either let it through in which everybody would praise them, okay, and praise you and the others who fought for it, or they actually fob it off today and put it over to another day because they've got the numbers, or they start the debate and filibuster like they did in the upper house, talking rubbish and gibberish in order to take up the time. That's their choices. But, Alan, there's only one choice if they want to survive as a party,
that's
as a
correct
government. One choice.
Absolutely right. They have to support this bill and go back to a democratic process. Glenn Moore, you just go back to your people and let them know they're not alone.
We will, Alan. And you said it right this morning. This is the last chance for
the party
in rural New South Wales.
Last chance for the government in rural New South Wales. They'll be absolutely smashed. Here is their chance now to say, all right, we are the representatives of the people. And let's face it, those people voting in Parliament House this morning, and I say this to my listeners, are servants. They're not masters. We can't have 7 million people in the Parliament. There are 7 million people in New South Wales. We elect people to represent the views of those 7 million people. Here are two men who've articulated the views of a majority of people in their electorates. It is incumbent upon the government then to honour those promises. Thank you both for talking. Glenn Moore
Thank
from
you,
the Bush
Alan.
And
Thank
Phil Jenkin from the city. We'll see the rubber hits the road this morning.